O Lord, let the meditations of my heart be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. I'd looked at the daily readings, and the daily reading for the New Testament that today was from 1 Corinthians 16 through 23. And that's kind of how I want to springboard into the little bit that I want to share. From 16, it says, Do you not know that you are a temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is who you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you think that he is wise in this age, he must become foolish, so that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. For it is written, He is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the reasoning of the wise, that they are useless. So then, let no one boast in man, for all things belong to you. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world of life or death, or things present or things to come, all things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. As I was looking at that scripture and thinking about it, I just thought how much that speaks to the world today. You know, we live in a day now where wisdom is God. Knowledge is God. We have scientists and philosophers and stuff that have elevated themselves and the wisdom of this world to the place of being the God. But in doing that, you know, we're eliminating God at the same time. You know, and so this scripture is really, this has been a scripture spoken to me since the 60s and 70s. It's about the wisdom of man versus the wisdom of God, and how man's wisdom is such foolishness. You know, it's easy to get caught up into the advances of technology, the advances of science, the advances of medical knowledge and things like that, and let those things become gods to us. That we unconsciously, we fall into worshiping them because they become more relevant in our lives and to our lives, what they say, than what God says. What happens to us, and this it's happened to the world, is that we have forgotten the sovereignty and the sufficiency of God. Our struggle is God sovereign? And is God sufficient? You know, I'm personally have just been going through a bit of a struggle of God's sovereignty and sufficiency because I couldn't see how things could be done, how things could work out in a particular situation in my life. And so I fell off into griping and complaining and whining and crying because I quit believing in the sovereignty and the simple sufficiency of God. I tried to figure out in my wisdom how this could work, how it could happen, you know. And God's just, you know, thankfully God loves me so much that he doesn't let me off the hook. He keeps me there. He keeps my feet to the fire until I finally break to, come to the end of me and go, Lord, I'm sorry. I have not trusted you. I've not held faith in you. That issue here is not you, it's me. I don't believe. I don't think you're capable. I've given up on you in this particular situation. And for that, I ask forgiveness and ask that now that I can remember that you're God, that you are sovereign in every single situation. There's not a situation that you're not sovereign over. I don't understand them, but in trying to understand them, I become foolish because your wisdom is not my wisdom at all. And you're more than sufficient, much more than sufficient for any situation, whether it's a financial situation, an emotional, physical, mental situation, that you're sufficient for those. You're sufficient. So if I will just wait for you, then you are the deliverer, and you will deliver me from this in some way, so that I can live in peace and that your life is, again, being shown through my life. In Galatians 6:3, it says, and this is kind of one of the things that we get to, for if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Just a few days ago, Ash Wednesday, and this is what Ash Wednesday does, is remind us that we're nothing. You know, because when we make the sign of the cross and impose the ashes upon your forehead, we say, remember that you're a dust, and to dust you shall return. So in this Lenten season, that's what where we need to be at. We need to remember that we are but dust before God. And that's where we live our life, is before Him. And to rely totally and completely on Him and His sovereignty in our life and His sufficiency for our life. Because if we don't, we try to work it between our ears, rather in our heart and in the Word. And when it comes between our ears, sooner or later we become foolish. You know, every time I've worked out God's plan, every time I've figured God out, every time that I've become really smart, God's brought me to foolishness. He just lets me go down that road until it kind of falls apart around me, this house of cards that I build. And I realize, what foolishness. What foolishness it is. Whatever it is. And just get back to the simplicity. The old military saying of kiss it is one that I really try to live my life from. That means keep it simple, stupid. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just keep it simple. That Christ is all, and He is in all. I belong to Him, no longer to myself. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.